feeling, passion. You see? The past and the future is relative to you. And past and the future are one. You think they are two. What is past? What is future? We talked about it. And I said, okay, let me tell you like this. This to you is up. To the people living upstairs is down. There is no up and down. We make it happen. It's relative to me, up and down. See it that way, and even this will not explain it. I will explain it, inshallah, later differently. For the moment, remember that your high school are your knees. Concentration like that will solve some problem. What is our problem? Oh, looking around, looking at that animal instinct in the human being and the general behavior of the people around you, how do you feel? It looks hopeless. Yeah, we are hopeless. But we know that the hope is coming from somewhere else. That hope, the source, we don't know where it is. Let me talk open, but I'm sorry, I cannot talk open. I could bring it on your eyes, but you would not see it. Then what shall we do? You know what? I could only point towards something. It's impossible for someone to precisely tell you what to do. But I could point towards something. The points where you're trying is first, but the salvation is coming from somewhere else that you don't know. This is a promise to the Prophet. God promised to Mustafa that when you die, this will not die. He brought in that. Remember the way we think about the humanity and a human being. There is no me. This is a part of we. If I want to brag here, I brag about my know-how and knowledge, right? Where is it coming from? Where is it in reality? Where is my knowledge? Here? Oh, the knowledge which is in the brain is a fantasy and it will die out, and it's not knowledge, really. Knowledge is something that is shared, is in the culture. I got it from this culture and I give it back to this culture. I get my culture, my know-how, my knowledge, whatever you want to call it, I have it, I got it from the guy who is dead for 800 years now, right? And hopefully, inshallah, maybe some good stuff of this will be handed to someone 200 years from now. Then where is the beginning and where is the end? What is the death here? Is Rumi dead or alive? Personally, I'm 100% sure that if there is something worthy in me, is what I know. And that's in here. It's not really in me. I absorbed it from here and I try to express it here because here is the place of that knowledge. Knowledge is in humanity, not the human beings. All of us together, we are more than all of us. That quality is here. In a single person, you cannot find love. Even selflessness. Because in a person, there is only self. That's it. Everything is outside. The only thing which is inside is the heart. And the thing that you want to find, inshallah, which is kindness and love, that's something that is not here. You should create it. We are a creator of kindness. If you don't create it, there is no kindness. There is no love. So it's up to you to do it. With this duality even, we sure you could do it, because you could let go of philosophy. That silly philosopher with his stupid mouth is ruining everything. Remember that? The philosopher and that which his mouth does is nothing, is nonsense. We are talking about something more than this. What is something more? First of all, look around you and you will see two different kind of human beings. There are the normal kind of human beings, and there are some other people, we call them the people of heart. These are two different people. There are these exceptional people that they are full-hearted, they're living full-heartedly, and they're kind, they're beautiful. Okay? If you're not like that, which I'm sure that you're not like that, well, that's why you're sitting here, I said, first of all, do not go to sleep. Remain active, alive, and don't forget, you start with yearning. You should wish that good heart to be yours. Do you know what good heart means? Oh, it's so difficult if you really think about it. Imagine that a bunch of people will do the worst thing to you for almost 27 years. Yes. Then you become the president. This is Mandela. And you are not full of hatred to kill them all. How did he manage? Do you remember? Oh, you all should, because this is really one of the best human fellows walking on the earth now. And you should learn from it. There was only one trick, and I didn't see a lot of people paying attention towards that. How did he manage?
He forgave his persecutors.
For the silly decision. Just forgave? No. There was a philosophy over there. There was a principle. And that principle is so important. Because normally, if you were in his condition, you were out, suddenly you want to do the same thing, even worse, to the people who did it to you, to have your revenge, right? What did Mandela say? It's so beautiful. He said, we should be better than them. We are not supposed to do the same silly stuff they did. We become the same stuff. He said we are worthy of not being like them. There is no revenge over there. Feeling. When you understand that, he kicked me. Should I kick him? Was it good? Was he good when he kicked me? Do I want to be like him? Kicking back is it. I become the same. Somebody is fighting me, I do the same. That was the trick. Here he would say, listen, wish for it. go for it. When your heart wakes up, then you can sleep, don't worry. All the worry is for your heart to wake up. This book, even thousands of this book, is not enough to just explain how beautiful that awakening stuff is. That's when an animal becomes a human being. Enlightenment. And remember, while you're traveling, there are tests here and there, but again, I have to come back to that. Please, please, do not think that I'm talking about history. Do not think that I'm talking about Judaism or religion even. I'm here talking about you. This is Rumi, not me. Here is a... I'm talking about Moses as a cover-up, because this is not a story that will finish. This is something beautiful. Let me tell you this. Let me bring in a lamp. Okay, this is it. Look at it. If you're looking there and you see the gloss and the oil and the blah, blah, blah and all that, you're lost. Looking at that, you should see the light. And the light is that stuff that we are looking for. The story of the elephant and the candle, remember? The little bit of information will go to the wrong conclusion. You have to see the totality of the stuff first, and that's the light we are talking about. This is the stuff that I don't know how to say it. Let me say it. And maybe in the future the teachers will repeat this verse that, listen, you are not you. Later, he will say, if you come here thousands of times, you will stand up and say, this is me, I will tell you 100,000 of times that, no, that's not you. Here, he repeated that. He said, listen, there are stuff that I'm not telling you because nobody could tell you. You should tell yourself. You tell yourself some stuff, don't you? When you listen to your consciousness, there is some fellow over there that objects to your wrongdoings and stuff like that, right? So this good stuff, you will say to yourself because you're not one. Listen, my good friend, you're not one. You're not two. You are a universe with a lot of oceans. You are very complicated because you are the outcome of so many millennia of evolution and changes in what? In understanding. Now we understand differently. So he said, shh, shh, keep quiet, listen. I'm telling you this, I'm telling you that, but you should be ready. If you're not ready, it will not work, because you remember it didn't work for Noah. And at the end of the Noah's story, that the son will prefer to swim, not to come in the ship, I said, remember, even in that story, there is a point. At the end of it, Noah will talk to God that, okay, but you promised me that my family will be safe. As usual, the God's answer is, you silly you. If you wanted, I will bring them all back. But remember, that was your son, but was not your family. And that's the point. Because when you're talking about kindness, normally the people will refer to the apparent kindness of the mothers toward the children in animals. That's not what we're talking about. Because that kindness is still extension of me, my child, my family and things like that. We are talking about